This is part two of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, bless you.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out of something.
You know what it looks You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
Do you know what? I just want to talk before you. You ready?
I don't know.
Before I touch on this, so on a couple, about maybe three podcasts ago, me and Taser were saying that like Drake is like the best rapper ever, yeah? But we didn't explain anything. So in the comments, people are like, Jay-Z, Nas, DMX, Eminem, blah, blah. And I'm like, you didn't hear what we said. And because we kind of touched on it a little bit. And I think Tyler, the Creator, said it the other day. He's like, fuck all these lists of who should be in my top five. Mm. Who do you actually listen to on a day-to-day basis?
So you're saying like, Drake is the best to you?
To me, and in regards to like who I listen to the most.
Yeah.
If I go to a rave and you play a section, Drake can you can spin for time.
Does that make him the best rapper or the best?
And in terms of the longevity of how long he's been in the game in terms of and producing hits. Like, think, because I started looking for his albums yesterday, bro. And I was like, because someone said Drake's only got one classic album.
He's got two.
I think he's got more than that.
He's got Take
Care. So when I was looking, I listened to the album yesterday. And I was like, hold on, all right, this is a classic. All right, cool, this is a classic, whatever. So I'm like, but for some people, it sounds better that like Nas, Tupac, Biggie. But it's like, you didn't even live through when Biggie was rapping.
Yeah.
You don't even know about Biggie like that. You don't know about Snoop. You don't know about Tupac. Mm-hmm. You've heard Hit 'Em Up in the Rave, California Love. You don't know about other tunes. Like, stop putting people in your top five that you believe should be there just because you've heard everyone else say it. Who is in your top five? Like, who do you listen to on a day-to-day basis? Who do you really rate? Whose music do you hear and it gives you a feeling? Mm-hmm. Not who you think people should think I should listen to. Who do you actually listen to?
It depends, but it depends though, because I feel like a lot of music, like, for example, Nas and them, look, if you're going by content and actual lyrics and actual, then I get why you would say Biggie, Nas and Jay-Z. But if you're going off who can make a banger for a party, a rave,
when you say content, what do you mean?
Exactly.
Like content is like...
Because the thing is,
told you that. It just sounds good, though.
As I'm listening to...
And also, you're listening to Nas talk about pissy flaws in the project.
But that's what I'm saying, that's content.
It's content, but I can't associate with this. Drake's rapping to me about issues with like maybe a girl or so, I'm like, I hear this a bit. I can't associate with Nas.
But I don't make him the best rapper for that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general that like people do this thing where like Jay-Z like talk about art now. I can't associate with it, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Sounds expensive,
okay,
though.
Who would you say? Would you say out of Tupac and Drake, for example, who would say a better rapper out of them two? Tupac and Drake. Based off what you just said. Because Drake's
I can't go by what I think is better, because someone's argument might be Tupac is harder because of what they how they feel about Tupac.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that argument is a bit mad, but Drake can rap. Like I hate this idea that Drake can't rap.
Is he out of Tupac and Drake? Who are you saying?
Nobody said Drake can't rap. I think
who are you saying?
Do people say he can't rap Tupac because I prefer Tupac and I like Tupac's character. I like what he stood for.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're associating with. That doesn't mean he's a better rapper, though.
But I don't know. Lyrically.
Every time you ask someone, why do you pick Tupac? They talk about his activism. Brother, what's that got to do with his rapping, bro?
What's that got to do with his ability to rap, though?
He's not my favorite rapper. He's not the best rapper.
Biggie and Drake, bar for bar, who's the better rapper? Biggie and Drake.
Biggie in terms of flows, yeah, storytelling.
In terms of flow, Biggie's better in terms of flow. But the only problem is, my thing is this. And Dap said it. Dap said if Snoop Dogg died in 95, he would have been the greatest rapper ever. because of at that time he was such a big rapper. And even when you really break it out, Snoop might be the biggest rapper ever anyway.
Yeah.
Because if you speak to like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old kid, they might know who Snoop is.
He's lived for it.
If you speak to like someone who's 70, yeah, like your mum knows who Snoop is.
He's one of the most famous.
Like,
yeah.
We know who Snoop is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So really true, when you break it down, people like Snoop just don't get mentioned. But I'm just saying.
Longevity-wise as well, he's still relevant.
You know what, I would only say that, not only, but I think the main reason why Snoop, Pac and Biggie are known as legends, not because they died early, it's because they were so young. When I deep him, I was 24, 25, bro.
Yeah.
Like Dave and that are the same age that Biggie and Pac. But obviously, I know I'm older than
and the quality
them, but I still feel like they're older than me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you get coming from like, and how they were, so that's why I can understand.
Tupac was ahead of his years.
You know what I mean? Both of them, like when I deep, yes, like, but Biggie was 24 when he died.
Yeah, but so, what I'm saying is, with the attitude, you feel like people now put respect on these men because of that.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
But I feel like you
so that's
why
they because they were.
I'm
ahead
not saying he's
bad.
Yeah.
No, because
you can't say they were ahead of their time. We don't know that.
Let's put it this way, for example. Like,
because Nas was 19 when he dropped Illmatic.
No, cool, but I'm saying, but if Nas died a year after Illmatic, people would have been like, Nas would have been the greatest ever. If he had lived longer, and it, do you know what I'm saying? That there's this nostalgia where
Nas
people play.
No, Illmatic still stands the test of time.
No, you don't get what I'm saying. I like Nas. Nas is one of my favorite. But what I'm trying to say to you is, for example, like, Nas, there's a point in time when Nas wasn't relevant anymore. Like, only Nas fans listen to Nas.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas Drake is the opposite. People don't like Drake, but they still have to listen to him. That's the difference. Do you know, whereas Nas, for example, when Nas brings that album, like, I'm not saying Nas is, I like Nas, but people, if you don't like that kind of rap or that kind of rapper, you might not check for Nas. You might not even know he's even dropped an album.
You know, it's true, because even obviously, segue, but even the film that me and Kevin are working on, it's a rendition of a Nas song.
Okay.
But I've never heard the song.
What song?
Undying Love.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't like, not that I don't like, I'm not a fan of Nas.
Yeah.
I don't, Aoife, all them things don't faze me. Do you get what I'm coming from?
Aoife don't faze you?
Yeah, like I don't, it's not, Belly, I hear that, but I'm not really a Nas fan. So this sounds mad because we're doing a film.
Yeah. So who are you a fan
of? Nas, I love you, Nas, actually. But I'm a fan, I would say, out of the old school, Biggie.
Okay.
Say Biggie, DMX. But I grew up on those like Ja Rule. I grew up on Your Lips, Yours, man. I grew up on that. I didn't grow up
Your
on...
Lips part, yeah.
That's a crazy song lyric. Out of all the songs, you know.
The guys talk about girls' lips and smile. Nah, how's that crazy?
Nah, out of all the lyrics.
I grew up on, come on. Who my dad?
But you know the crazy conversation that's been had recently? You know, you talk about the legends. You know what I mean? Did a rate drink. So it was actually a conversation I was listening to on JVP where they were talking about a lot because it all came off the back of what Mos Def said.
Yeah, but you're saying, but what legends? I've only heard DMX, this man.
Common, Mos Def, you know what I mean?
I'm not even a fan of Common, but he's, I can understand why he's a legend, but I'm not a fan of a Common. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't, I've never heard someone play that new Common.
Wait,
Common is not on Common's list.
Common sour because of Serena Williams, by the way. That's their beef. That's why he dropped Stay Steaming. But I think the best thing is
with Jennifer Hudson now. He just announced.
Yeah, lips on stage.
Really, he announced that he's going out with Jennifer Hudson.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Common was never been a legend.
Common never been a legend,
bro. I'm saying
never been a legend. Like, we're using that word very loosely. Most is not a legend, bro.
You Common. Would you say Mos Def?
No. A legend.
You man are moving crazy right now.
Would you say Khalib's a legend?
Wait, one sec. So wait.
No,
the thing is, all right, name me other legends, please, so I know the rooms we're talking about.
Snoop Dogg's a legend.
Most Def cannot be in the same conversation as Snoop Dogg, a Biggie, Tupac.
What about Rakim then? Would you say Rakim's a legend?
Like, it depends.
100%.
Well, okay, let's ask this.
Because you birthed something, you started this.
It depends on what the metric is. And I think, you
what's
know...
What's the metric?
Wait. And I think with, you know, with Drake, where most people, because of Drake's success, and this is, you know what I mean, this was overarching, Drake is the most successful, you know what I mean, like
rapper ever.
Very, you know what I mean,
yeah,
unquestionable. But when but again, you know what I mean, he's more of a successful artist than a successful rapper in the way, like when you talk about rapping, we know for a lot of these guys, could you say like nobody could out rap him? If we talk about just rapping, you know, just say bar for bar.
Wait.
What do you mean? We're figuring out the metrics. Chill. Let's get into that. Okay. Don't do that. You're not gonna do that. We're talking about Drake as a rapper.
I hear,
Drake as an artist, successful. But anyone, no question.
No, but I hear you. But anyone get out rapped.
Anyone can get out rapped.
Not Nas out rapped Jay-Z, but people say Jay-Z is the best.
But that's what I'm saying. With the conversation these men were having with. Drake can probably make better songs. You know, songs that go commercial.
But Drake can rap at the
just
role.
You know, we're coming home. A lot of these men could have made songs like that. But when it comes to rapping and people that love,
rappers rap. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a different conversation. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. So when you put him in that conversation with all the Mos Defs, the Commons, you know what I mean? Certain types of people, when it comes
to Drake's a legend because Drake started a whole genre of the singing kind of rap.
And he didn't even start that because John Rule done it before.
There's some Drake fans that are defending rap. So let's talk about rap.
Yes, and the thing,
let's talk about rap.
And you know my thing is as well, yeah, people do this thing, yeah.
Wait, Magnum, Red Bull, and Pineapple?
Brother,
your diet is insane.
And the water's on.
From eating cold chow mein to Red Bull.
It's hot. Yeah,
remember,
it just came.
I don't know who came.
Do you know the maddest thing about this whole Drake argument that I find funny is that if you're not a Drake fan, then you're unaware. But when Drake first came out, and even before that, Drake was a rapper.
Yeah.
Like when you used to bar properly, like you used to hear him, like even sounded different. Like even when I was listening to old Drake yesterday, I was like, why does it sound different?
But you came up with Wayne, bro.
Brother, yeah.
You don't have to be a Drake fan to know that Drake is
no,
a legend.
No, I think you do. Right now, people are just dissing, and they don't know what people are meant to be.
The reason why you do, because for example, the example Keith just used was like, Drake can make hits, but when rappers talking, it's like, no, because Wayne was in his prime when Drake came out.
Yeah.
They would go back to back on tunes. Yeah,
Drake was keeping up with Wayne.
Wayne dropped a tune the other day. He still got it, bro. He ain't lost it. I would say Lost is my thing. Drake's different, but I'm saying with Drake shadowboxing with Weezy, you don't know what it's done, bro. Ignorant shit.
When they go back to back on that tune, brother. People act like Drake can't rap. My thing is this: I get that, like,
he does all the commercial stuff, he does rap too.
Whatever, but when Drake wants to bar, he can bar, bro.
Yeah, Drake can bar.
We've heard him on so many. The thing is, and the problem with Drake is because he's got so many songs that you forget about. Sometimes when you listen to certain songs, like for example, Headlines or like Champion or like. You don't know tunes like that, like
he's still rapping, or Six God.
Like,
but he's made it sound like a hit. Like it's not easy to do.
Yeah, but I feel like people, it's because of Drake outside of rap, which people might come from the grassy, but when you're debating, say that, and it's fine.
But they're not saying that. They're saying Mos Def is better than Drake.
Impossible.
With what metric?
No, that's because Mos Def's a legend.
But we can all sit here and say, like, you can't deny that Mos Def.
And what you man are doing now
is, you know, the way people talk about Drake, just because you man are Drake fans and you prefer Drake, you're diminishing.
Oh, no, you haven't said why Mos Def's a legend, though.
Come on, bro. You're telling me
Mos Def. I'm asking you a question.
No, David, you can answer the question. Same with Biggie, you can mention why a legend. Everyone's shuffling. I'm on your side, but I need you. No, you're lying. Mos Def is not a legend, but he's not a legend either.
What? I wouldn't say he's not a legend with my chest.
When you say somebody's a legend, especially within this context, you know what I mean? It's not a context of, oh, he's above this, he's above that person or whatever. He's a legend within his own right with what he's done. Mos Def, bro, when you think of, you know what I mean, rappers back then, you know what I mean?
I'm going to name you one Mos Def song.
I've never heard someone say, yo, man, I get Mos Def. You know what I mean? Mos Def, bro, like I said, Mos Def has put in the work or whatever. He's not dropped nothing in a very long time, you know what I mean? He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, of course.
That's absolutely calm. But those are men that were out there paving the way for a lot of rappers to do.
Was he? Yeah, he was one of the pioneers. He was one of the first.
I'm not having that. No.
I'm sure people like Kanye, Tyler, the Creator, that listen to people like Mos Def.
Can't even say it. Kanye, I just use these niggas. The thing about these man, you know that? It was like, because when they were talking about Kanye, you know, but Kanye was like, I don't know his brother, I just use
but that's
niggas.
Kanye now. Kanye now would say that, of course, but Kanye old school wouldn't say that when he was wearing the blazer with the...
Kanye was heavily influenced by them, man. When you find out, look, my thing is this, Kanye made a soulful kind of music when he first came. When you listen to, like, his first couple of albums, they were very soulful. So those people made sense to be on those albums because they probably understood what he was doing.
Right, cool.
But in terms of music,
so you're saying they had no impact on it?
No, I'm saying, but if they had impact,
Common, you know what I mean? Talib Kweli, Consequence, Mos Def, Tribe Called Quest, all of them, man. Literally, they were the ones that influenced, you know what I mean, the beginning of Kanye sound.
Yeah, I would definitely,
we can't say they had no, you know what I mean? You can say he used them or whatever, how he feels about them now.
The difference between having an influence on me and me featuring on my album. You featured in a period of my life. You didn't influence it.
Bro,
you
just featured them.
No, you didn't. Because Kanye was making
Kanye
was making them beats before he knew them.
Bro, Kanye.
The style of how to rap on the beat wasn't.
But that's fine. But then you saying to me that you influenced me. No, you didn't. You came on my track. And also another thing as well with this whole Mos Def thing is like people acting like Mos Def made a lane. Brother, Nas and Jay-Z and them man were out way before.
I swear Mos Def was out before Nas though, wasn't he? I don't know. Was he
not? No. Before Nas.
It was 90s. It was right at the same time.
No. And even if it was at the same time, brother, man can be out at the same time. Man don't know you, bro.
But just that man didn't have much of an impact in Nas then. That's all it is.
But the thing about rap here, when you look at rap in general, rap came from New York. That was a mecca of rap. That's why New York had an issue with LA and other places because they're like, nah, rap originated here. So in terms of rap, you had to be, for anyone to take you seriously, you had to be from New York.
Yeah.
So like, for example, that's why people like Nas, Jay-Z, Big, Wu-Tang, like all these people was like, it was New York was dominant in terms of rap, whatever. But then obviously you had then Dr. Dre and Snoop, you had NWA on that side that kind of was like, rod, West Coast, they're doing something over there. Dr. Dre came out, Snoop, Death Row, then the West Coast was like, and that's where this feud, obviously there was issues before, but now you had two coasts actually like, no, we're the best coast.
By the way, Nas debut album, 1994. Mos Def debut album, 1999.
Like, debut
but
album.
That's the debut album,
you
know what I mean?
Would you say, for 5 years, Mos Def was just rapping but not bringing out nothing?
Yeah, that happens. But then, 10 years of being in the game.
So the same logic you're using then, so that means, all right, so if Mos Def's debut album came out in 99, Nas' debut album came out when? 95?
94.
So if Mos Def was rapping before his album, that means Nas was rapping before his album. Let's use the same logic.
Nah, not necessarily.
What?
Not necessarily.
Am I right?
You're making sense, but not necessarily.
Nas could have made a tune, had a bigger impact than that. Would you say Andre 3000 is a legend?
Firstly, Mos Def's first independent album.
Really? 100%.
Okay. Mos Def's first independent album was 97.
It's still 2 years after. Album,
bro. Yeah, but it's still after, though.
No. But you're saying, it's fine. That's not the argument. Yeah. You said, so what man is saying, he was just releasing music and no album. Yes,
Bottom line is, Mos Def was part of the group for years before.
Cool,
but bottom line is, it was after Nas's debut album. So Nas was mostly doing stuff before that.
Mos Def's hip hop career started in 1994 in an underground rap group, UTD.
Yeah, you see?
That's what I'm saying.
What does that mean?
But bro, you're saying it's like he just spawned in 99.
No, I started doing stuff with Nas. Brother,
Because his album dropped in 1994, maybe he started rapping.
Nas didn't just have an album.
We're not arguing that he came before. I'm just saying, man is saying.
No, you were saying Mos Def births. I'm like, no,
I never said that. I said he was one of the pioneers, bro. That doesn't mean
I'm not saying he was before this person, but who was influenced by Mos Def? I would say people like Kanye, I feel like he definitely had influence by Big, you know what I mean, we know there's a lot of people, but if I was to say name them all,
you couldn't, you know what I mean?
You can name a few people though.
Would you say Andre 3000 is a legend?
Yes, because Outkast
over Mos Def.
What? It's a no brainer. Yes. Outkast.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're legend. Yeah, no.
That's all subjective.
So would you say Busta Rhymes a legend?
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to leave the pod. What's going on?
Would you? I'm just asking. I'm not saying enough.
Busta is...
You can't put Busta and Mos Def in the same room.
You can't put them in the same room as Mos Def.
But I feel like you're naming people that maybe have had more of a cultural impact than Mos Def.
No, success.
I'm sure a fan of Mos Def that was studying him would be like,
no, the only difference between them is
no, but I don't understand.
A fan of anyone would do that.
You could be a fan of a particular striker. Does that mean he's better than Ronaldo? I don't understand what's going on.
I'm saying someone like Mos Def, yeah, we can't deny that he's been a bat. Right?
No one says
what's
about
the argument?
He's not just a random rapper.
He's not a legend, bro. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's not a legend.
You think he's a legend?
I don't.
You don't?
But put it this way.
He's not done enough for me.
Survey of like people listen to rap general, or most people. Is most definitely not going to be in most people's top 20. He's not going to be in most people's top 20. You've got people like Busta Rhymes in there. Busta Rhymes might not even make some people's top 20. Yeah. Andre 3000 might not make people's top 20.
So if Andre's not in someone's top 20, then that means not a legend.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying, but most definitely ain't going to be in there.
I said most definitely.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? There's definitely not stars out here.
He wasn't even there, bro, before.
Do you even listen to most definitely like that?
When was the last time you said that?
No.
Why are you arguing a point that you don't live by?
What does that make it redundant? Because I don't listen to that much most definitely, does that make my point redundant? It's not about favoritism. I never said he's my favorite or whatever. I'm making a point based on who he is, you know what I mean? Where he's come from, what he's done. How I listen to him, what I do, doesn't impact that. It doesn't. Just because I don't listen to him as much as, you know what I mean, you would need me to, you know, for me to make the point.
No, but there's got
to
be a level of something here for me to have this conversation.
I feel like facts is that he can't. I have to be a fan of Giggs, for example, to know that Giggs is a UK legend. Right,
cool, fair enough. But my thing is,
no, but you got to be invested in the culture to understand.
You need to understand why he is. You can't just be like, then you're just listening to what someone else has told you.
And I'll tell you right now, bro. Andre 3000 right now, we'll put it out and we can sit here and say Andre 3000 is a legend. You're not going to question me saying Andre 3000 is a legend because I have not one Andre 3000 song on any playlist.
If you can't explain why he's a legend, I am not saying,
based on what we're saying is I do not listen to Andre 3000. Okay, cool. Does that, like I'm saying, does that diminish that he's a legend? Does that diminish that he's a legend?
Coming from you...
Brother, it don't mean coming...
No, because...
He's a legend, yes or no?
How does that mean?
Is he a legend, yes or no? Coming from me, is he a legend, yes or no? Because I don't listen...
We're having a conversation in this room, and you're saying that statement.
So you're saying, because I don't listen to Andre 3000, he's not a legend, yes or no?
That's not the argument.
They're saying, like, you don't have enough facts about Mustard.
That's fine, if you say that,
No, we're not saying that. What Taser's trying to say is that it's the same conversation that I had at the beginning when I'm saying people are saying their top five is rappers that they don't even know about just because it sounds right. So what Taylor's saying is that you can't say that Andre 3000 is a legend if you don't listen to him, you don't know about him, because you're just going off what people have told you.
No. What I'm saying is, he's right. Why is Andre 3000 important in the conversation of hip hop? Are you saying he's a legend?
Okay, let's do it like this. I don't listen to Drake.
I feel like Andre's a legend because of what he done in terms of style, music.
Let's use the people we're talking about now. I don't listen to that much Drake, you know what I mean? But I can't deny that he's, you know what I mean? One, as an artist, he's the greatest, you know what I mean? In terms of success or whatever. He does his thing. So I do not listen to that much Drake. So you're telling me I cannot comment and say, based on what I see and so on, I can't have that conversation.
But there's enough proof in the pudding. No, I don't want to hear from him is what I'm saying. I don't want to hear from him because what are you saying?
But the thing is,
you read somewhere else. Like you're regurgitating something else.
Nothing, bro. I see the impact. You're telling me that every day I'm out there.
What's the impact? I hear Drake.
Everywhere.
What's Mos Def's impact then?
But that's what I'm saying. You don't hear him nowhere.
Bro, he's not made music.
The
reason why Keith can say what he's saying about Drake is because
you might like Drake.
No, it's not even that. No, it's not even that. If you don't listen to Drake, you will hear him anyway. If you don't like him in general, you hear him on the radio, you go to rave and hear him, you might hear him in someone's car, you'll hear him.
Yeah, when have you heard someone say play that new Mos Def?
There's no new Mos Def, and I'll give you an example. My boy Tosh, my boy Jamie, bear in mind, that's the music them man there used to listen to.
With names like Gemini, and I understand why they listen to Mos Def.
Andre 3000 and all. Yeah, the roots. Literally. Everything you're naming is what these men used to listen to. I grew up around all of that. It wasn't my shit.
But you had enough Yeah, I get what he's saying.
We can sit here, like I said, if I was to call Gemini right now, bro, he would reel off every single Mos Def album there is, every tune, every big song.
Let me speak to Gemini.
What you're telling me? So you're telling me right now. So how, you know what I mean? So why do you even have a say on what Mos Def is doing if you don't listen to that shit?
I didn't say I had a say on what
you do, because you're saying, you man are saying he's not a legend. You know nothing.
A man's
you know nothing. You don't know enough.
I never at one point said,
you know what I mean? I think Mos Def is legend because I listened to him and he's the best rapper XYZ. Yeah. I was like, based on, you know what I mean, his cultural, you know what I mean, impact, his influence on XYZ, he's a legend. I never said he's the biggest and the best and he's whatever. That's what I said. Amanda was saying, Marvin then said, he's not a legend. And that's how this conversation came about. But at no point did I say, I listen to, you know what I mean? I listen to XYZ Mos Def. I was like, bro, I don't even listen to Drake and I can acknowledge that Drake is a legend.
Because he's Drake. That doesn't work.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's like saying, no, but
because you might fuck him up, bro. What does that mean?
No, calm down, bro. It's not that, bro. Relax, bro. A man's trying to win an argument by saying an absolute. No. It doesn't make sense. It's like saying, but Taser, the argument's about black people, so why don't you speak? Because I'm black. It doesn't make sense. You're highlighting the obvious. Drake is the legend here, and you've got a man who claims he's a legend saying something about him. And all I ask
who
is...
Who claims it? Wait, people say Mos Def is a legend.
Whoever's validating that Mos Def is a legend, cool. And all I asked him was, why is he a legend? He said cultural impact. Marv then rebutted and said, Kanye said, rub that out. So then what next?
Kanye said, rub that out.
I think Talib Kweli was saying, why do you have us on your new album or something like that? Kanye was like, my new album? So nigga, we're not family like that, bro. I just got you on
the album. Like I said, if we're going to sit here, because, you know, we're talking about, you know, Kanye said this. Kanye came out and was talking shit about Kid Cudi, right?
Yeah.
Kid Cudi and Kanye are best friends again. Mm. What the fuck does that mean?
I do get what you're saying. Kanye said what he said, it could be
It doesn't mean anything. It could be.
So Arnold, can I come out and say that I influenced you back in the day because I knew you? But because I'm big enough now, it makes sense.
Bro,
back then you're like, Taze, what the fuck
bro,
are you
nobody
about?
Said. At no point did I say Mos Def came out.
It could have been a case where, say, for example, you was killing it in the rave scene from early anyway. You know what I'm saying? Now, I start doing raves. My raves are popping off now. I could be like, yeah, like I was watching Taser and that dude their raves.
No, but that's you saying it. It's not me rubbing you out. Yeah, it's different.
A man said, been around Taser.
No. A man said he's got commercial music.
Yeah.
Okay. But he said he's putting out commercial music for the target. Still Drake.
Same thing, you fall out. Then I say, bun Taser. That doesn't now change the fact that I was still influenced by you. I get what Keith's saying. Just because I say bun you, because I'm vexed at you, it doesn't change that I didn't get influenced.
No, but is that the measure why this guy is a legend? Because he influenced Kanye? Is what I'm asking.
So what else has he done?
He didn't influence. And the maddest thing is, you've named about four different brothers. They didn't even influence each other. So there's four brothers that influence each other, but they influence Drake. What's going on here? Common, Talib, Mos Def.
I never said any of them influenced Drake.
No. You did say that.
No, I said Kanye.
Kanye, yeah. Didn't influence Kanye, but I'm like, but these four brothers didn't influence each other.
Brother, Consequence used to write for Kanye.
Brother, my thing is this. You're not getting what I'm saying, bro. All right, so let me get straight. Someone who writes for Beyonce, that means it influenced her. You didn't influence me, bro. You wrote my song.
That's facts. Beyonce's a singer.
Neil wrote Beyonce's couple of Beyonce. That's he didn't influence
her. Singers, Future's written for man. Singers, you man are being obtuse now. Singers get written for anyway. When it comes to hip hop.
Rappers then. Dr. Dre.
Let's start from the beginning.
Jay-Z wrote for Dr. Dre for Still Dre.
100%.
But did he influence him?
Bro, when you look at Kanye, bro, the structure of Kanye's career at the beginning, because even Lupe says it from the beginning, where Kanye, when Kanye went on a mad rant and whatever, Kanye was talking about, you know what I mean, XYZ, Lupe was like, brother, we were all in the studio with this dude, you know what I mean? We were all working on his music, influencing the sound that was coming out. You know what I mean? All of these men were there. And when I say influence, bro, I'm not saying these men came out there and shaped the man's whole career and they are the reason he's here. No, but you cannot deny
they played a part.
Like when I say Kanye, bro, when Kanye's out and about with Mos Def, now he can say, like I said, you can say he said X, Y, Z, but he was out and about with all of them, man, from the beginning. Yeah. You know what I mean? These are the people that were there. He's in the studio with these men all the time.
In a way,
brother, the influence has got to do with Drake.
My thing is this, yeah, look, put it this way, yeah.
Now that we've made a point that Stigman's doing that,
No, this doesn't mean anything because at the end of the day, that's like Dipset, for example. There's a point in time where there was a sound where man used to sample songs. Yeah. That's like saying, because man was with in the studio with, you influenced Cam. Or, no, you didn't. That's the style of music that was, everyone was making that music. In terms of rap in general, that sound was, you had pockets. You had like the Wu-Tang kind of rap. You had the flagrant Biggie Smalls, that flashy rap. Then you had this conscious rap that was kind of like, my Black Queens, my Black Kings. That was that common sense, Talib, like, them man were rapping about struggle, whatever. Kanye... And Kanye tapped into like about three different genres at the same time. Because that one album, he had Jay-Z on it. He had Common and Demand on it. He had like a Cam on it or something like that. So the way we're talking is like, he went into a studio and made an album just with these man. Just that sound. That didn't happen. He had these man collectively because maybe they were together. It made sense for certain songs. But he made different songs. Remember,
he's like an artist, isn't it? So he was in his artist bag.
He's like a DJ Khaled. That's what he done. That's like saying Justin Bieber and these man influenced Khaled. No, he didn't. I use you, man, for tunes.
Okay, would you say Justin Bieber's a legend?
In terms of R&B, in terms of,
I feel like throwing his legend around.
But would you? I'm just saying. Would you say he's? I would say
Justin Bieber's not there.
He's up there.
He's
close.
Yeah, but he's not.
He's close.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's like, in terms of legends, like you can look and list his accolades. Like, if someone said he was, I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
But that's because of what we have now. Like, the kids are going to say NBA YoungBoy's a legend now.
No, that's different.
His fan base are not going to say he's a legend.
He's got a big fan base. He hasn't done enough to be like...
No, but what's the
Justin Bieber influenced the whole style of music, look, everything, to a point where it was like, cool. Justin Bieber's like 1 year older than me. I was a fan of him, like, when I was young. I was like, oh my God, Justin, but
really?
I was like, able to be a fan of Justin Bieber.
No, no, but what?
I was a fan. You're not a fan when you was young.
No, but the thing is, you weren't like, oh my God, Justin Bieber. Like,
no, I was a kid. I was 13, bro.
You didn't do that, though.
Bro, I was like 13 years old. Of course, I was like, raw. There's this kid that was making music, Never Say Never, bro. I was saying, I will never say never. We was all doing it, bro.
No.
Was you not listening to Justin Bieber?
No, when he got older, I started listening. That's crazy. You paid attention when he's older. Man was listening, man went mad like you were.
So you wasn't listening to Baby.
I've heard it.
I was singing Ludacris's verse when I was 13, even from when
I had an iPod that was never on my joint.
I never had it on my joint, but I was listening to it when I see on MTV.
Like, there's a lot of things I listen to when I hear them, bro. For me, a song don't count if I don't have it on my shit.
So you're telling me you didn't?
I didn't have no Justin Bieber. No, it's
mad because I was.
I did not have no Justin Bieber.
I said it the other day.
You didn't have Mos Def either.
And I didn't. That's fact. You know it's so mad. Yeah, I said this the other day on the other pod. I was about to say it by accident. You said, like, I was banging Bieber. Do you mind saying that back in the day, like when you're talking about a song, I was banging Bieber.
Yeah, but we're banging and they'll say the song.
Yeah,
not the artist.
So you didn't say I was banging Justin back in the day?
No.
You're kidding.
That was a wife.
Brother,
back
no one ever said that.
I was banging
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. As in the name of the album. I was banging Life After Death.
No one has ever said the album name. You're kidding. Yeah. I've never heard a man say, I'm banging Dark and Hell Is Hot. You didn't even have to say it yourself.
It's Dark and Hell Is Hot. Brother, you're talking about, brother, you're going to talk about banging artists and he's moaning about me. Don't worry about me, bro.
I'm not moaning. That is crazy. Bro. Moaning is crazy. Oh, but listen, what I'm saying is...
Hey, can you not talk about your movie, please?
Might as well banging
people. You know, let's talk about... Let's do the intro. Hey, what's going on, Free Shots Tequila? You know the free voices, but we got some
you know
voices.
The vibes.
You get what I'm saying? We didn't even... I'm going to do an intro, man. Do a nice intro.
Marv starts the intro, that's why.
What?
That's
cool.
I'm not even
going to
do my thing now. It's not
time
sensitive.
Yeah,
we ain't got time.
Dude, do the intro.
Five
it's cool, bro.
What time is it? Oh, it's not time sensitive. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I ain't got time.
No, but alright. So we know who you are. I mean, who
he's
are you?
He's upset, Marvin, because you know that that cost him $5 to do. You know what I mean? He opened the laptop. That's expensive, Marvin. Come on, let him do his thing.
Keeps on you still.
I'm not on him.
I don't keep on you.
Mr. Red Bull.
I shouldn't even said it, but keep on saying it. Any little thing.
Yeah, what's the movie? What's the movie about?
I'll let Kevin.
And I'll just tell us who you are first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Kevin Hudson. I'm a music video director.
Legend.
Renowned.
Legend, brother. And you see NSG and you're getting dizzy because of the camera.
Yeah, I'm the one that's been doing
it. So you're behind the camera doing Chicago?
Yeah. He's doing cartwheels in that. He's got the camera attached to him. He's just doing bare cartwheels.
We've got the robot to do it now, so the robot spins it for me, but...
Pause. Fucking hell. Man's got AI twerking, you know.
Do something for me. Yeah, that's how the robot spins it for me. That is
rabbit moving, yeah?
That is crazy.
You
the rabbit,
the rose.
You can't even fly it. GPT moving crazy.
The rabbit. You know the rabbit is crazy, but sorry. The rabbit is crazy, but yeah, sorry. Yeah, Kevin, no, let me introduce Kevin. You can't imagine. Kevin Hudson, big boy director.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? You've definitely seen his music videos. And if you haven't, I thought I was going to say something.
List a few videos.
So, in terms of big videos, Dumpling Remix is probably my most viewed video. So that's Stylo G, Steph, Spice, and Sean Paul.
I'm saying my most viewed. He's not done big videos, bro.
But not your most viewed. Is in this list a couple of videos.
So, NSG, any of the NSG videos that you would have seen, I've pretty much done them all. Chip Sparkle was a big video.
So you don't know the Chip this tracks.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Imagine the petrol station.
Man was in bed and Chip.
How does that happen? That's what I want to know. How does that work? Because Chip was doing
three times.
Normally something will happen and you're like, Chip released another one.
Yeah.
Man's in bed and man's like, hey, yo, wake up, man.
Yeah.
Or did he just have you chilling in the studio waiting for the track to finish?
Are you waiting in the petrol station that's in your car just in case he phones you?
Luckily.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
To me, I was never there when Chip needed to reply. It was always when
he
Chip
was ready.
Yeah, when he, like, the reply came a bit later, or
but how would that happen?
He was following up from a previous reply, so they weren't.
So you're finding him up saying he pre-recorded these videos.
No.
Because we asked you, how did he get the call? You're talking about I was there when.
Because you mentioned, am I getting the call at midnight? But it was never that to a point where I needed to be on call ready.
But there was times when he would just
I weren't doing
those videos
like Dickhead for example. Dickhead?
No, I didn't do that one.
Oh, so some videos he didn't do basically.
Yeah. I didn't do all the replies.
What did he do? Because he had the young in this. I mean, was it young then? Young? And then he had tiny this.
Yeah.
Then he had the Stormzy's.
But Bugsy.
Yeah. So I came in the first video I did, which was a diss, was Peri Peri Sauce.
Okay.
When he was wearing a green jumper for young. Yeah. So that was the first one I did. And from what I remember, that wasn't a be on my page at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, that was just a video.
It just dropped when it dropped. And then after that, I think the next one I did was a beef. Yeah, his recent beef, which was in the petrol station.
Why did he choose petrol station?
Was that like, yo, did you direct that? Well, how did that work?
No, it's his idea. So Shell,
Shellington High Road.
I thought you sent him a treatment. No,
Chip's very involved in the creative direction of all of his videos. So not just the disses, even just the standard music videos. Like, he's very involved in all of that.
That's sick, man. You can tell that he pays attention to the detail, man.
So do you prefer working with artists that are hands-on, or do you like kind of being more... Let me rephrase. Do you prefer working with artists, you know what I mean, that are a little bit more involved in the video creation process, or artists that are a bit more laid back when it comes to the video creation process?
It depends what ideas they come with, because sometimes artists come with ideas that are just, we've either seen it 100 times already and I really don't want to do that same video because I would have done it before. And then there's artists that come with unique ideas, and I enjoy that process when it's something that's fresh and I can then add my two pence to it and turn it into something.
Have you ever dealt with anyone like Mad Difficult? You're like, you're jarring me. Fuck off, man. Leave me alone, man.
You're not going to ruin the brand like that, though.
No,
don't say it. You ain't
got to
say a name.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
maybe
like
had
a
scenario that
it's
like...
Yeah, loads of times.
Probably me.
Like,
still.
Yeah, yeah. There's loads of artists where it's like...
And how do you overcome that?
For me, I just try and get through the day. Like, in my head, I just tell myself, yeah, I'm not working with you again. And then that just helps me get through the day.
What if the check is bigger than the next time? You still going to stick to that?
For me, it's not about the money when it comes to if you're jarring me and you're getting on my nerves. Like,
I
can't be around somebody that just gets on my nerves and is annoying to be around and to work with.
Yeah,
no amount of money. So
this thing you're doing now, is it a film or a music video? What exactly is it?
So it's a song by Nas, back to Nas, called Undying Love. And I forgot the name of the album, it's off, but
is it the one where he's got the thing on his lap? When he broke up with Khalees? Not that one. He's got the suit on.
It's an old album. He's
is it the one
Tooth and Carmoon?
Nostradamus. That's I Am.
I Am. Yeah, that's the one. So yeah, it's off of that album, Undying Love, and he's basically telling a story of how he comes home to his girl, and he's planning to propose to his girl that night, and then he catches her cheating. And then he goes off and gets his friend to kind of handle the situation. And then it all goes left when they come back to the house. The guy that she's with gets shot, and he ends up accidentally killing his girlfriend as well.
Just gave away the whole storyline of the film. So you know,
if you've heard the song, I can't lie to you. I think sometimes you have to give it away, because like, I'm hearing people talk about like some of the reviews on The Kitchen. I'm just like, I don't think you'd even watch the movie properly.
Sometimes you gotta kind of
give it away.
Don't do that. I don't want us to get into the conversation about that, but don't do that.
What's it called?
Because you're moving crazy right now. Because they watched it.
I mean, you know what it is?
Yeah, I can see it still.
With this film, yeah. The reason why I think it's cold, obviously, I don't listen to Nas. I don't know the song, I'll be real. But when Kevin hit me, because I know me and Kevin kind of got a similar story in terms of it, the transitioning period of he's known for music videos, but obviously he's getting into films now. Do you know what I mean? So this could be like his debut film.
You're transitioning as well.
Yeah. Sky, bro. 2024, bro. So I'm kind of rebranding in terms, not rebranding, I've been doing it for a while, trying to like come away from the whole A Squeezy thing, which I've gracefully done, but it's like just doing more stuff with my production company, writing and producing and all that kind of stuff that I've been doing. You approached me about the idea, and obviously because I wrote the script, so I'm not actually in it. I just wrote the script and whatnot. It was actually good because I feel like this is one of those projects that it's like, obviously I've written before, but it's kind of like raw. Like we're showing man
that you can do this.
Man can actually do. You know what I'm saying?
Range. And
Kevin don't play when it comes to quality. Like I thought I was gonna do a quick little, like couple. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I pull up. There's a whole set, brother. Yeah, white dons in shorts. You know the mountain shoes.
Yeah.
I said,
oh, them hiking boots.
Bro, I swear to you. Man telling me the locations in Kingston, get there's a mansion and that. I'm saying, what's going on, bro?
When they were on the radio. Yeah, I need five more mil.
We had it all. The vans and the monitors.
Oh, so it's finished?
Yeah, it's finished. Comes out.
What man can't star in it? Well, you've got a little cameo.
There's more coming out.
And the good thing about it,
write the man into the joint, no?
I can't, like, I let someone watch it the other day, and they were like, "Bro, like, I want it to be a series." Like, they were proper invested in it. Yeah. So you know,
there's not a lot of stuff for the culture in terms of series like that. Like, a lot of stuff you see is mad far fetched, bro.
Expensive.
For example, Top Boy is sick, but it's far fetched to a degree. It's like, you man are doing murders in Range Rovers midday.
You know,
that would never happen, brother.
You can't even go from, you know, from ends to London without being stopped in a Range Rover and you're not booting nowhere.
How realistic do you want it to be?
No, but it doesn't have to be the way they were head topping in that is like.
Yeah. But they don't.
Head topping is crazy,
bro.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
The way they were head topping.
In the context of this, you're moving brazy.
But even in terms of in real life, like over here, you ain't got no experience in shooting guns like that.
Yeah,
you're not hitting man. You're not going into a room and hitting four men in the head with four shots.
I feel like, even when I was powered, the way they do the shooting, they look like SWAT. But I get it because America can do all that. They'll be like, and they try to do that in London sometimes. And I'm watching.
That's what it should be though.
But
running in and just and then maybe not hitting no one.
But you know what? That's why I like, for example, some Motherhood, because that's an action film. Yeah. So when the shooting scenes. They are doing that, but that's a comedy. So they're exaggerating and man are diving.
So KSI was exaggerating?
Or the film you watched? But I watched the behind the scenes of that, so I knew that was exaggerating. Have you seen, you talk about that short film?
I've seen that clip that everyone's talking about.
Oh, no, that was like, they basically done a challenge video where one had to make a big budget movie, one had to make a cheap movie.
That's not in the film?
Or some Motherhood. That seems like some Motherhood.
They're moving like them babes on Twitter, man. Just taking a clip of running with
you. That's
how you know you watch the film, though. I watched the film.
I haven't seen the film yet. He doesn't support
his friends, but
I do support my friends.
Why have you watched some Motherhood?
It's not even that. I just haven't seen it yet.
It's really out, it's done. It's been out.
I haven't seen it yet. Like, I don't rush to watch movies, bro. It doesn't matter.
I said, yeah. If you watch it, you're going to watch it.
No, I'm not like that. These don't tell you.
Ask him if he's watched The Kitchen.
You watched The Kitchen?
Yeah, I've watched The Kitchen.
He said he don't rush to watch films.
Bro, but yeah, but The Kitchen came out instantly.
Where's the Kitchen come out? Where did it come out?
It came out in cinema in October, and now it's on Amazon and all that.
Is it on Netflix?
So it has to be on Netflix for you to watch something.
I watched The Kitchen on Netflix. Don't let him gaslight.
Free
shots
ain't on Netflix.
Don't let him gaslight.
It's on YouTube. I don't know what contract they got, but it's on some sites. I don't know what I can say, but I haven't seen it online.
That's what I'm saying. When I see it and it's on Amazon, but you have to rent it.
You have to rent it.
I have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of friend he is. Has he put money in most desk pocket? What's he talking about?
Have you seen his Motherhood?
Has he put money in his pocket?
You haven't seen his Motherhood?
Nah.
Have you seen his Motherhood? Have you seen it?
Don't do that. I don't give you no excuses. I'm just not watching.
You're shuffling, talking about this. Just tell me you didn't want to watch the thing.
I came out in October, we're nearly in February. I watched The Kitchen the minute it came out.
Have you seen Motherhood?
Yes.
He was there.
Was he at the premiere?
I was supposed to go to the premiere, but I couldn't make it because it was the same day as
we were recording.
Okay, that's dedication. But when did you watch it?
Right at the same time, I think.
I like Marv, you know. That's how I know he's going to watch on Dying Love.
Yeah, but I watched it. I watched it anyway, because especially you sort of come on the pod.
Exactly.
Yeah. I watched that when we had
Gangs of London. Not Gangs of London. Jungle.
Jungle.
I've seen Jungle.
I watched that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had on the pod. Gangs of Lagos. Watched that. Anyone that comes on the pod
that we interview
or we speak to, we always watch their project or give it a chance anyway, because it's like.
Have you seen The Kitchen?
Nah, not yet.
Oh! Nah, it's not yet.
But it's come out two days ago. Not yet makes a lot of sense because it just came out.
You're not still doing up pay $3.99.
It's on DVD, it's on Amazon, it's on Amazon, it's on Sky.
Let me wait till it's free on Netflix. I pay via subscription, man. Come on, man.
Listen, but obviously more time with Undying Love. You should watch it. I actually genuinely think it's a really good.
You ain't even got to tell me. Like, I'll watch it anyway because of you're involved in it. So I'll just support anyway.
But that's what I did, and
post it on the page and that. I did that
with The Kitchen. Like, Daniel's involved. I rate that.
Smothered and Under Love.
No, but these
The Kitchen is Daniel and Kato.
We're just saying, you know, your other friend's project to this friend. That's all we
said. What I will say about The Kitchen is that media run, whoever done that,
yeah, that media run's been excellent.
That might be the single-handedly maybe the one of the greatest movie runs, I mean, press runs yeah. of like a series.
Yeah, yeah.
They were everywhere.
Bro. Yeah.
What?
Front row. Outside.
But even the video clip where they zoomed in and they paid Dipset.
They even had Kevin Hart pull up on, but Kevin Hart pulled up on.
Yeah, was that planned?
The sweet interview.
Yeah, sweet interview. No, it wasn't planned. I didn't say it was. See, Taser.
That's sick though.
Yeah, it was sick.
No, because
yeah.
the only reason I say that is because Sway says something like, oh my God, I got Kevin to come in.
Yeah, because basically it's like someone's filming next door.
Yeah.
And then they pull up.
No, his studio's next door, isn't it? He's got his radio show.
Yeah, so but, then they pull up. Yeah, so yeah. It was
but
like,
you know what? It's good for Kevin as well, though, because it makes him look humble.
But obviously, because of the captain,
and he's got promo as well. Lift. Have you seen Lift?
Yeah, but he got promo
Lift
off that.
Lift was bad, though. And I'm a big Kevin.
Have you seen Lift?
It's good or bad?
Bad.
Yeah, Kevin
bad,
yeah.
bad.
I don't want
yeah,
Kevin
bad,
Hart
bad.
Movies. Oh, okay.
That's Lift, the one Lift, thing. Lift was not good, man.
Because you said there was a...
It hurts me to say that.
I said this.
You said there was a black version of Ocean's 11, innit?
It gave me Ocean's 11 Fast and Furious vibes. I feel like there's going to be a Lift 2. The way it ended, there's going to be a Lift 2.
There needs to be a Lift.
No. Look at business-wise. The way he's structured that team... Yeah. He's going to do 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, but I'm saying, it wasn't good. Do you watch it?
It's not a movie that I'd recommend to anyone, but like, I'd watch it because it's Kevin Hart.
No, he's in it, but he's playing. His production company's got nothing to do with it, but he's playing like his first action role in it.
Oh, okay.
But I just feel like.
Oh, so he's not. See, there's no joke in this.
Well, it's kind more of, but it's serious. More like it's Ocean's 11 in terms of it's that dry humor. It's not like.
It's not comedy.
Yeah.
It's not comedy.
I don't think I've seen Kevin Hart in that.
I have in Upside, he killed it. Upside and Fatherhood and True Story.
Fatherhood
was serious.
Fatherhood nearly made me cry.
Like, I mean, Fatherhood was more of a joke though.
No, it was a serious.
No,
there was the hospital team when his wife was dying.
You might be talking about the other one with Will. Not Will Ferrell. Is it Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell.
No, Fatherhood when he lost his wife.
Not Will Ferrell. The one where he's Mark Wahlberg.
No, that's not Fatherhood. That's Me Time. Fatherhood is when his wife during being a bit pregnancy, and then he's like has to raise his. Daughter alone. That scene when she died and he was in hospital, when I was watching, I was like, raw, like.
He's got it in him, though.
And I see him in the film with the paraplegic.
Yeah, upside, he was good in that.
Yeah. Let's go, let that slide. Man's talking about he's got stuff in him.
Nah. I said he's got the talent in him, though.
Nah, you never said that. You never said
that. That's what I meant. I said he's got it in him.
Not what you meant. What you
think is crazy. Go ahead, him is
crazy.
He can act. The only problem with Kevin is that he can't act, but because he's built such a big, you know,
it's branding.
Yeah. It's like watching Drake in Top Boy. When I was talking to Ashley from my front row show, I was asking, would Drake be in Top Boy? Oh. Ashley was like, he's too big. So we kind of, we didn't really think it made sense.
Whoa, Drake's too big. How'd you know that?
That's what Ashley said. I don't know.
How'd you know?
I said, tell me more.
I've got a leg up and
down. That's rubbing his foot, saying, tell me more.
Tell us
more. More time, I get that because sometimes you build your brand so to a point where it's massive. That it's like, it's hard to see you as anything else, like Drake or Kevin Hart.
And as much as I support Kevin Hart, you know what I mean? I love, you know, that he's gotten to where he is. But in terms of kind of, especially with finding him funny in films and stuff like that, the last thing I ever found him funny in was Soul Plane. Because that was really? Humor no, I liked.
No. Like, he's been funny in bare films.
Brother, stop this, man. Soul Plane.
Why am I going to sit here and pretend that I think Kevin Hart...
Well, Kevin Hart's not...
But he's been funny in bare films, bro.
What do you call it, man? The film with Will Ferrell, he was funny in that...
Not really. Not in my opinion. Do you see Kevin Hart serious, funny? Do you find that funny?
Nope. The stand-ups are.
Yeah, he's funny.
You're not gonna lie and say that stand-up's not funny.
The stand-ups are funny.
Stand-up's not funny. All right.
I'm saying he is.
No, but he's saying he's not.
He's funny in stand-up, but in films, I just don't find it funny.
Okay, what film would you say?
This is
that
funniest
you watched
film.
That he's there, his funniest film. Don't say Soap and what he done, because that was
Paper
like
Soldiers. Early. That's before Soap.
Come on, you're talking about 99.
And that shit was hilarious.
But in For You Are Virgin, man's funny.
Yeah, he was
that.
Funny. Yeah, For You Are Virgin was funny.
That was funny.
I'm going to give you joy that Saturday has gone. First off, I didn't understand a word you said.
Because he's here, I'm going to take a disrespect. Watch your mouth.
And help me with the film.
Because don't be a nigga. Be my nigga.
No. What
else would you say Kevin Hart was funny in?
The one who asked Cube is funny.
Which one?
Ride Along's funny.
Ride Along is funny.
Yeah.
Ride Along's crazy though, but yeah, Ride Along is funny.
Major why.
Yeah. I'll say Ride Along, he's funny.
I can't even... Yeah, my mind's gone blank on Kevin Hart films.
Jumanji and all that is just like, you can tell he's done it for the
chick. The one with the rock is all right.
Jumanji?
Nope,
that's Jumanji.
No, the one with Central Intelligence. That wasn't the best.
Anything
one.
That is done with Dwayne Johnson, I don't find
it. I think Me Time, Central Intelligence, them ones that was a bit fall flat. I think What's that film he done with the guy with the afro, the wedding one, Wedding Ring or something? That was Wedding
Ring. Oh yeah, he did that after.
That was after like the
stand up. Yeah, he done a stand up and then he done. He's a scary movie as well.
Do you know about this thing about Kevin Hart?
Oh, he was funny in Scary Movie,
and this is the end. This is the end.
Yeah, but this end is like a cameo. But he was funny in Scary Movie though.
Do you think that like there's parallels between Drake and Kevin Hart? Because I feel like it's just fashionable to say Kevin Hart's not funny.
But he's not funny. Like, not fashionable.
I would say he's not saying he's not funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's mad.
Okay, let me not even go that. Let me go as far as saying.
Because I feel like I think Kevin Hart, when it comes to success with certain people, yeah, and when you're in people's faces too long, they like, not that they don't miss you, but it's like there's this whole thing where it's kind of like, not that funny anyway. Because how could Kevin Hart not be funny? Like, he might not be the funniest person to you, but to say he's not funny, that's like saying Drake can't rap. It's like, brother, I know you don't like this person, or he's not your favorite.
But don't say he can't rap.
But this term you're using, can't rap, not funny.
You know what I've clocked?
Let me go and say, like, there's a big group of people that absolutely love Kevin Hart. His mainstream success says it all. But there's also a group of people that do not find that shit funny. Why is it not funny?
Why was it shit? They can't tell you.
What do you mean, bro? What am I supposed to, bro? I did not find it entertaining. So you're telling me it's not enough for me to say the shit isn't. Don't tag Marvin. Stand on your own feet. You're telling me that I cannot go out there and say, I just don't find this funny. I need a reason.
Yeah, it's bullshit. That's what I'm saying.
I think so, yeah.
I don't trust your opinion on shit because
you're telling me you watched Kevin Hart movies and not laughed once.
Nah, not really. Nah.
So you've watched it straight face?
Bro,
what about his stand-up? Have you laughed?
Hell no. That's what? The worst. Kevin Hart, the only thing worse for me than Kevin Hart movies is Kevin Hart stand-up comedy.
That is a...
This is what I'm saying.
So you're saying back got set up. You didn't laugh at that.
The what?
When my bank account is set up.
No.
I'm going to check it to my safe.
Because for me, when I look at that joke, it's so, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Let's put it like this, bro. Just because I don't like certain things or I'm not into, I have a certain type of humor. I'm one of those people. Kevin Hart's type of humor is not mine. Bro, I'm a Dave Chappelle fan. I'm a Cat Williams fan. I'm a Bernie Mac fan. Like I said, that's my kind of comedy.
Yeah, Bernie Mac's funny.
I'm a Bill, what's his name? Bill Burr fan. I have a certain type of comedy. Kevin Hart's comedy is not the same. Kevin Hart comedy appeals, you know what I mean, to the masses. That's not for me. For me to say that I don't find it funny, a man say, I don't find it funny.
You see Kevin Hart, yeah? I think his first three stand-ups, like when he was, like he hadn't blown yet, like he's still wearing the baggy jeans. Excellent, yeah? Then the one he done, and the fires
what
in
now?
It.
What now?
Oh my
you
God.
You know what happened? You know,
I went to O2 for that. Us, man, were in tears. The one where you're saying,
Get
fired on his bitches.
What do you think that was funny?
Brother,
that was his worst one.
What? Brother, that one where you're saying, help me, nigga. Brother, what?
Nah, that was his worst one.
The one after that, I'd argue.
The one after that weren't funny. Irresponsible when after he got caught cheating. That one.
Yeah,
funny.
That one was like, it was a cash grab. It looked like a cash grab. But then he's dropped, but he's got at least five, bro.
The new one he done was a bit. Yeah.
The one that he done in his yard, like, I think you got to watch it twice.
That one was
the one with the pizza.
The one
he brought out
was terrible.
The one with the pizza.
Yeah,
the
Netflix was terrible.
Now the gun, hiding the gun in all different parts of his house.
Is that the one?
That was the yard
one. That joke,
when I mean, man was in tears.
That's what I'm saying. The joke is sick, but I think you got to watch it again.
But as a stand-up, that wasn't a funny stand-up. It had moments, but the other ones, bro, Let Me Live or whatever?
Let
Me Explain was funny.
I think it was me, Cheers, Gabe's. I think Matthew Anton, we went to O2. Brother, tears. And his stand-up, and the people before him were cold as well.
Do you see with me now, yeah? I just feel like a lot of people just jump in and run into slap. Bub, man will drop an album, 2 hours, classic.
Yeah,
called me the other day and said, yo, you see this Drake album, yeah? It's cold. I'm like,
You've arrived. Let it marinate.
You don't even know why the sound sounds like that. Yeah. The new one.
Yeah, but it hadn't just come out.
I'm not saying it just come out. I'm saying
no, but they're making me sound like you.
After the point,
he's used me as an example. After 2 days, I'm looking to
him. I'm saying that the album had been out for about 2-3 months. He'd called me again and be like, yo, because he gets it. People are doing it straight away. I'm like, bro, relax. Let it simmer.
I leave albums on. So there's times where, like, for example, when Drake's album first came out, I was like, not too sure about this one. But I thought, you know what? Let me just leave it.
What, her loss?
No, the new one.
Okay.
Yeah. The one with the black album cover.
I think what's it called? For My Dogs.
For My Dogs.
That's it.
So I'm like, nah, I'm not sure about the album.
Well, and he's got the clips in his hair.
Mm.
See, that's my thing though. My thing was this year, whenever an artist brings out an album, you referenced whatever you've heard from them before or an old album. So it kind of messes with your take of the new album. You got to do it fresh. So I kind of thought, you know what, fuck all the old Drake. Let me listen to this as an album by itself. Then I started to like, because you have to realize that times change with music sometimes.
Mm.
Like, me listening to a Drake Take Care, that was a moment where rap sounded like that at that time. Because listen back to it now, it sounds different. Because rap now is not the same. So you have to listen to it in, it's like, today's body in terms of, all right, this rap is today's rap. That's why you can kind of be like, all right, cool. But if you're comparing it to Take That, or like a...
Take Care.
I mean, sorry, Take Care, or that, it's going to... They don't compare because you're comparing two different eras.
And also, what he's doing with his social presence will tie into that album.
Yeah, no, it's true.
So if you're still looking at Drake like, oh, I want the Take Care back. But he's not that guy no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's this new guy. Do you know what I'm saying? So when you got Mos Def in that talking, and it's like, he's making the music that is relevant today to him.
But that's why Mos Def don't make music no more, because they've realized they're not adaptable. Him and Andre Fuzz, they're not adaptable.
But also, did you listen?
Andre said
but
that,
no,
though.
But forget that. Did you?
Andre gave us flutes, bro.
But the frequency apparently...
I liked it. He said, look, I'm not there. Like, he said, I'm not there. And he just kept it real. You know what I mean? And that's why I like someone like Andre Fuzz, because he just kept it a buck.
Would you have listened to that album the way you listen to it if you didn't watch that interview?
I can't lie, I just skipped through it. I didn't listen to it. I can't lie, I'm lying. I didn't take it in. I just skipped through it.
We're going to have a debate about it.
I was just trolling. I saw the truth when it came.
See with the Mos Def comments about Drake, did you listen to the whole thing?
I saw the clip on TikTok. Did you listen to the whole thing?
Listen, my thing is this year, don't mention my name, laugh, then come back to my name and start laughing again. You're dissing, man, bruv.
Because
in real life, man will get beat up for that. We're talking about certain people on the podcast.
You're saying Drake's gonna beat up. No, I'm just saying in terms of when you talk on certain people, it's cheeky, and then you're saying man's dissing, like I said, even with, bro, listen, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's easy. Like, if you pick out the little clip that, you know what I mean, that everyone's playing, there's a reason that everywhere you go, there's a reason they play that clip and not the full clip. You tell people, if what he said was a diss, just play the whole thing and let people see the whole diss for themselves. There's a reason people clip it where they clip it and they only show you that. Because if they show you the whole thing, it's not
How would you feel, cool, deeper, yeah? You're sitting down, minding your business on TikTok, and you see, say, Temi or Fred. They ask Temi and Fred, oh, like, you know, what do you think about Free Shots? You know, they've started, did a kind of set. And they're like, he's like, boy, them man do like, he says like a comment and he's laughing. The man do like the marketplace pod, you know, the pods for the aunties. And he says something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not going to be like,
if that's all I hear, I might be in my feelings. If I hear the rest of the thing like I heard,
but what more can he say that makes it justifiable?
It was a bigger call. The only thing you can say to save yourself is,
I'm just joking. Them man are my niggas.
Nah.
That's the only way you can save it.
Yeah.
Apart from that, you're not saving it, bro.
But even then, like, when you listen to, just like I said, it's very difficult for us to have this conversation if you ain't listened to the whole thing.
Okay, what are you saying the whole thing that justified it?
But he's having a greater conversation about, you know what I mean, the music industry, you know what I mean, the music that's being made, the impact that it's had. Drake is just an example that's just come up.
Don't use him as an example.
Yeah, He's the biggest. I understand why. She asked him. I'm not mad at the video, you know. My thing is, those that credit Mos Def are using that now video as a reason to diss Drake, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
No. What he said in the video is totally valid. Yes, Drake has the music that you play in the shop, blah, blah.
You didn't have to say it like that, though.
Cool, and I also have all of these stuff. So in my mind, I'm like, you didn't need to say it the way you said it. That's 100%. One, I agree with what you're saying. But the fact that you said it the way you said it, cool. Drake's sitting there thinking, how many other people feel like this now? Not everyone's doing Kiki. And I'm like, brother, you listened to Drake yesterday.
Yeah, yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah,
no, on the timeline, man is calling certain tunes whack now. Mm. Brother, you rated it yesterday.
And you know what I didn't like? Yeah. I understand.
And that's my argument. Who's this guy? No accolades. Not to disrespect him, but do you know what I mean?
He has got
accolades. No, I'm not dissing him, like, but do you know what I'm trying to say? Man, are using Kanye. Kanye's rubbed him out. Like, come on, man. He was on the stage. No. I'm being cheeky, bro.
I don't like on the timeline. I'm seeing, like, because I think Loons was like, Moses needs to allow it, man. He's not better than Drake. And I see Lippy, a couple other men saying, Mostef's better than Drake, rapper.
I've heard it all. But Marvin, in a subjective way, so you're telling me, because you don't like that kind of thing, or you don't see.
No.
But I'm saying, if that man there, I can say, bro, this is bro. It's a subjective topic. It's a subjective topic.
Name a Mostef song. Play Mostef. Oh, you can't play it.
I can play it.
I'm saying you can't play it.
Like, Miss Fat Booty is a rhythm. What's it? Oh no! Who does
that? Oh no! Do you like that?
The one thing we need to see here, and kind of take in as people, is like, you do have people that are the biggest thing in the world. Some people don't like that. Some people are not into that. And so, bro, and I feel like it is valid for somebody to say, Mos Def is better than, you know what I mean, Drake. You might not agree, and in the way that he might not agree that you think Drake is better than Mos Def. And I feel like because somebody's the biggest, like Kevin Hart, because he's the biggest, you know what I mean, some people say, oh, he's better than this person because he's the biggest. Some people sit there, I am one of those people, and say, do you know what's bro, annoying? I don't find that
shit
funny.
Keith, do you know what's annoying to me is that all this debatable shit, like these man, like Mos Def can't talk to Drake. In football terms, let me just break it down. That's like Coventry saying, I'm a legend. United. Brother, Coventry cannot talk to you, Man United, in anything.
So you're saying Mostert's Coventry?
But no, brother, all right, put it this way, yeah? No, you don't get what I'm saying.
I'll say at least Crystal Palace, bro.
No.
Mostert's definitely
they're in the Prem.
Mostef is not Coventry. But he quit rapping long, he's Muslim, he acts in that.
Alright, cool. So we can name is Rick Ross. Is Rick Ross better than Mostef?
I can't say that. That's crazy. That's two different rappers.
I can't even do it. Yeah, but I'm saying Mostef. No,
really.
But I'm talking about teams in the Prem, for example, as in like, all right, you put, for example, Rick Ross, you would put Jay-Z.
Okay, well,
Nas,
so we're basing it on Mostef. That's what I'm saying.
What you're basing it on is crazy, but if you was to say,
whatever criteria you're basing it on, Mostef is not going to be in the top of any of them.
But that's how you feel. I think that's crazy, but it's good.
All right, name your criteria that Mostef can compete with other rappers on.
Talib Kweli. That's the group. Let's talk about Bricks. He was talking about the Earth, bro. How are you gonna say who's the better out of them two? That makes no sense. You can't compare them. I'm saying rappers,
just in general, just rappers. They're both rappers. Well, their subject matter is different, but they're both rappers.
And they're a different style of rapper.
Some of them are not mainstream rappers.
So that means you can't compare Future to Rick Ross then, because he does trap.
They're both mainstream rappers.
Future and Rick Ross have a similar type of rappers. No, they don't.
The reason why a lot of these rappers cut through, like the Talib Kweli's, Mos Def, is because they're rappers.
Yeah.
Your favorite rappers are talking about them.
Don't just say who has mentioned these men as their favorite. Please.
Brother.
Don't do that. That's where their names live and go on.
Yes.
Because their names are mentioned by other rappers. Not necessarily us as general listening public.
Do you know why these men live on? Because their circle's so small.
That man can compete. You can genuinely believe that Drake is better than all of these.
What I'm trying to say to you is this. These rappers, for example, how many rappers rap conscious rap? How many of them?
There's a few, yeah.
There's about five of them. So you might have competing for five spots. Conscious
rappers, bro. But there's not five. You can't say five. There's bare.
Is that gospel rap, for example? Gospel rap. How many rappers are there that do gospel?
There's bare, but the ones that are big. There's
not many of them, right? So they're going to be prominent. Because think about this. Most Def Talib, whatever. That's common. What's it called again? Conscious rap.
It's common. There's what's that big guy that just won the BAFTA?
What, Rod Wave?
Rod Wave. Heart being broke so many times. Who's that guy, man? Questlove. Is that kind of Questlove?
Cool, that's what I'm saying.
It's better than
the Roots. Yeah, Questlove. Roots.
Yeah, there's
but, that's, but that's my point. How old are them, man, in terms of rap, and they're still there because they make the same kind of rap and no one else does. So are these man great because they're great or because their niche is so small? Because really and truly, other rap. If Lil Wayne was in their genre, you'll be talking about him until the year 2095,000. Because, you know what I'm saying? We talk about these
men. If Lil Wayne had wheels, he'd be a bicycle, bro. It's crazy what you're saying right now, bro.
I get the context. It's the, do you know?
Yeah, I get it. But that didn't make sense here because what I'm trying to say to you is this. If you look at rap in general, look at people like DMX, look at all these people, rap evolves. And like, if it's not your time, it's someone else's time.
Yeah.
These men, because they're so niche, man are still... Common's still there.
Because he still makes music.
No, but no.
Must have quit.
Cool, but he's still there.
But he's not really.
How have you quit?
He's just seen bare now, bro.
How have you quit? You're still there.
But he's not there. He just does his thing.
He quit. He's still there.
Must have cuts through where?
Bro,
he's still relevant.
But he's not a rapper
anymore.
He released
everything. So what
are you saying?
The genre's got five people in it, bro. Allow me.
Go watch Undying Love, bro.
Yeah.
That's like Brazilian football. And there's a bad way of playing Brazilian football. Brother, we're just not FIFA,
that's
bro.
That's why I see you for you, bro.
Hey, Mustaf's going to come on the show one day, bro.
Crazy, what are they talking about? He's better than Haaland. Why are you still there?
Why are you there?
Must say there's five men in that one run. That is crazy.
How many men are there then?
There's hundreds. But there's so many conscious rappers, bro.
So many.
I want the presidents, the bread for the meat. Them songs were inspired by Mos Def.
Nas came out before Mos Def.
The presidents. Who's on that song?
That's Nas's song, bro.
Nas. Is it?
This man didn't even know.
But so you said me Nas Def, Mos Def one. Like, for example, Century. Could he believe it? Hold on. Like, Century C's.
What?
Century C's superstar now, yeah? He was doing music from back in the day.
What are you saying, bro?
I'm saying just because you heard about him at that 94 song, doesn't mean that these men weren't sitting down listening to...
Brother, he
could have been the guy in the ends that was popping.
What are you saying? That Nas tune is Nas's song and Jay-Z used it on their president.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if you ask J. Cole, who's one of his peers, he's going to say Mos Def.
You are moving.
Have you not seen how he dresses and looks now?
Hey. What? On that note, safe. Where can they find your film?
On YouTube, it'll be on YouTube. Undying Love.
What's it at?
When does it come out?
On the page.
It's coming out in mid Feb. I don't have an exact date just yet, but it'll be out mid Feb.
It'll be a premiere,
and there'll be a premiere.
Whose YouTube is on your YouTube, or you got a YouTube for this actual?
No, it'll be on my channel.
And what's your channel?
Kevin Hudson. If you type in Kevin Hudson film, it will come up.
So. Okay, cool.
And there's at the socials as well. So if anyone wants to find your socials, because I think that's the easiest for anyone that kind of wants to keep track of it.
So Kevin Hudson film across the board is where you'll find me on.
And then Arnold Jorge.
Yeah, with an underscore.
Was that what?
That's not my real name, you know.
So it's Arnold Jorge underscore.
You know what's crazy? I was actually going to say this. I've known Taser for so long, but Donald Taser's real name. You know, I just thought your real name was Taser. That's a cool... Huh?
Have you asked?
No, man, they never really asked each other for their real names, innit? Like, I feel like I would never ask Krypton Conan, what's your real name? It's called him Krypton Conan. Do you get where I'm coming from? Like, but I'm joking. Arnold is my real name. Actually, is it my real name? I don't know. It depends who's watching. Do you not watch, like... Taxman and that watch these episodes. They were HMRC watching it. Arnold's a man, that's my stage name. But now, Arnold Jorge underscore. I said Jorge. Arnold George underscore. Man, say Jorge. Arnold George underscore with a J.
Who's Jorge?
Jorge is how you say my name. But because George, innit?
You say George, but
my name is Jorge. Spanish. So, George, G-E-O-R-G-E is the English way. My name is J-O-R-G-E, which is Spanish. It's Jorge. It's George, but Jorge. If I went to Spain, they'll call me Jorge. They wouldn't call me...
So what, you thought I was just throwing that out there?
I didn't know what
one
was
time
going
I
on.
Asked my Siri to call him and it said Jorge. And I was like, what's going on? Are you calling him?
Why are you asking Siri to call me? Though? crazy.
What?
I'm joking. I'm trolling. Listen, you man, I'm out, man. You know what I'm saying?
Where are you from, though?
Me? I'm from Congo.
You got Spanish people over there? Like
now, I'm Congo and Angolan. So like Portuguese
Spanish.
Kind of Spanish.
Oh, so that's where they got the name from?
But it's God's, my dad. I don't know, bro. That's probably a fake name. I don't even know, bro.
I'm trying to think of what Jorge was around.
Jorge's just literally they.
Yeah.
So where's that from? Because you're Nigerian as well.
Abby
what? Abby Wood. Abby, no one ain't saying Abby in Nigeria, bro.
Yeah.
Who?
Abby?
No, but
ABI.
Yeah, but what's Abby? ABBEY.
Yeah.
How did you get that name?
What do you mean?
I know Marvin Abbey's not your real name. Your real name's like Adeola Sutton, bro.
No,
like.
I've got Nigerian names.
So where did you get Marvin Abbey from?
It's one of my names.
One of your names? I don't believe that, bro.
What's going on?
Marvin Abbey's your name?
Brother, I got a Nigerian name in there as well.
So your name's Marvin Oluwafumi Dumbide Abbey?
It's something like that.
That's crazy.
Stand on it.
Abby's my surname.
Man's got Jorge over there.
Bro, Jorge sounds better than Abby.
Man got Jorge challenging man still.
Jorge sounds better than Abby. Listen, man.
That means you're scared though, because your name's Jorge.
Yeah.
Like high whore.
A whore in the head.
It's basically high whore.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.